Good evening, and welcome one and all to this place of peace. Familiar faces and new friends, all are welcome in this place. Tonight is a special gathering, made all the more special by the wonderful gifts of volunteers who are making this evening possible, and also your presence with us as we gather in this darkest of nights, as we gather at the foot of the cross. We take this opportunity now to thank a number of folks: Joshua Mock, our Director of Worship and Arts, Karen Lewis, our choir director, our wonderful instrumental and vocal musicians, our projection and sound people, all the volunteers who are bringing forward their gifts in this special observance this night. Karen Lewis, our choir director, will you introduce our cantata for us?
Pleased that all of you are here. Tonight's cantata is somewhat different from what we've done in the past. For one, we are blessed to have a string quartet, quintet, to be with us. This is a first for us. And second, there are places when you're going to have to sing with us. Okay? So I went to see, hear you sing. We are going to also say the Lord's Prayer together. That's the first thing that you'll notice. But when it's time to sing, I will turn around and at least give you one little beat that says you're supposed to sing. And you'll know the hymns. We've really enjoyed working on this cantata. It's a beautiful cantata, one that just caught me when I saw it online. And I hope that you enjoy it and that it's a blessing for all of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Karen. Can we show our appreciation for our volunteers this time? And one further note, communion is a part of our cantata this year. So the ushers will guide you as we gather for communion in the midst of the service. Let's pray together. God of all creation, when your Son was lifted up on the cross, he drew all people to himself. By the power of your Spirit, give to your people gathered here the faith, the strength, the courage to go with him through the dark night, to go with him to the cross and all that lies beyond. Amen. We take this opportunity to offer our gifts in honor of the one who gives us life.
Thank you. We have come into this place to survey the wondrous cross and to contemplate the events of Holy Week. Let us hear again the Holy Scripture and story of God's loving plan and purpose in the suffering of Christ to redeem us from death. Holy Week started with the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, with shouts of, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." This was followed by Jesus teaching in the temple and being challenged by those in authority. He knew what lay before him, but Jesus faithfully followed his Father's will as the shadow of the cross weighed heavily on him. Let us pray that we may be transformed anew as we remember Christ's humiliation, and that we may be taught obedience as we remember Christ's obedience until death. May we love one another as Christ showed love for all people. May we also pray for those things God would have us ask in the name of Jesus as we pray as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house he enters and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover.
When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took a cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you."
Thank you. Thank you.
after the meal with his disciples in the upper room, Jesus walked with his disciples. He said, "You will all desert me this very night. So it is written by the prophet Zechariah, 'Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.'" Peter told him, "Even if everyone falls away because of you, I will never fall away." "Truly I tell you," Jesus said to him, "tonight, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. "Even if I have to die with you," Peter told him, "I will never deny you." And all the disciples said the same thing. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he told the disciples, still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them: "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him." Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus replied, "Do what you came for, friend." Then the men stepped forward, seized Jesus, and arrested him. Jesus knew the charges placed against him were false, but he continued to willingly walk the path he was called to walk, knowing the cross was nearer than ever before. high priest, and after questions and charges of blasphemy, he was deemed worthy of death. Then his accusers spit in his face and struck him with their fist. Again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook. The rocks split and the tombs broke open. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, Surely he was the Son of God.
Thank you.
We pray God's peace be with you this night as we make our way in silence.